Ollie, another draw, but in terms of entertainment, that one's up there with the best of them tonight.
Yeah, certainly the second half was. It was end-to-end stuff. You know, probably should have put the game away with a penalty to make it 3-1, and at the same time, we might be lucky to have got a draw at the end up when I think it was Enny Furlong hit the bar, just the top of the bar, with a minute to go. Look, you know, it certainly wasn't for the lack of effort in the second half. We were poor in the first half. Wexford kept the ball. They played narrow in the middle of the field and kept possession much, much better than us. While we scored a great goal to go ahead, they totally deserved it. I think it was Ben Ryan that hit a very good strike. It was probably the first goal we've conceded from open play in certainly this round of games, if not longer in the league. Obviously disappointed to have a penalty to go 3-1 up. You'd have felt, you know, the game is out of sight. A little bit disappointed with the concession. You know, I spoke to Keith in there. Keith has been great all year, and you know, he was a little bit naive in the penalty that he gave away, certainly at the time. But look, it's not for the lack of effort, and as you said, the second half was entertaining, if nothing else, Jeremy.
Yeah, and whenever Harps went 2-1 up, Ollie, I saw you shouting on to the players. You were telling them to be cute.
Yeah.
And whenever you give away a penalty, you may say they weren't all that cute in there.
No, we weren't. You know, we probably, you know, put this way to you, we weren't cute maybe the last time we'd Wexford here at home. We got a man sent off and went down to 10 men very early. You know, we had been very, very good through the year. Yeah, we border on the line of being G'd up and your discipline. And Queevey Muller, obviously, he just went over that line today. He had a great game and had loads of passion and drive, and just, you know, he went one step too far. And that's the kind of stuff we've been working on and speaking to them. When you talk about being cute, that wasn't cute. You know, the penalty that we gave away certainly wasn't cute. But at the same time, the second half, we went out there and went for it. And I have to give them credit and be fairly proud of the way they went about their business, bar those maybe moments of madness, if you like to call them.
Yeah, the first half wasn't great from your team, and that was frustrating after getting off to such a good start.
Yeah, we were poor in the first half. We made a great start, great setup for Josh, and he finished it very well. But Wexford totally and utterly deserved to get back into the game. We were lucky actually to be at 1-1. They dictated the game, they controlled the game, they looked fresher than us. Second half, I thought we went at them, and we you know, we drove them back to a certain extent. Of course, they had the pace and the break with your man Andy Mulligan on the left-hand side and Danny Furlong with his pace. Of course, we're going to, you know, leave chances at the back, but we had to go for it. And, you know, at least I'm proud that we went at it and we didn't let the game peter out at a 1-1 draw. Yeah, we've only got another point, if you like. You know, I think it's yet another game that, you know, we're probably better off maybe, you know, losing a game, winning a game, losing a game and winning a game. You know, the draws, unfortunately, you know, they don't add up, and we're drifting, unfortunately, from Wexford and Galway.
Can I ask you as well, Ollie, just in terms of your selection tonight, you were able to bring a few players back in from suspension, but it was one of the guys that you kept in there, Gareth Harkin, who seemed to stand out. It was one of his better games for Harps.
Yeah, probably Gareth would argue that, which, you know, Gareth was very good on the ball. He lost a lot of turnovers where he got caught on the ball at times. You know, I think Gareth is even better than that. Yes, he was creative, and I think he played the ball through for Kevin's the second goal to go 2-1 up. Yeah, he has that natural ability. You know, to be fair to Gareth, you know, it took him a long while to get to that level. He'd been out of the game for you know, a number of years, and he was patient, and he, you know, as I said to him, he didn't throw any dummy out. He dug in, and he's probably getting his reward there at the moment. But yeah, he was creative, to be fair to him. But there are others out there that stood up and were counted, as they were every week. Just obviously, the dressing room was very, very quiet, that, you know, it was a must-win game to try and breach the gap to Wexford and Galway. We didn't do it, but it wasn't for the lack of effort. Maybe for being, as I said, a little bit naive in times and in places where we could have killed the game. But so be it, Dermot. We'll look it forward to Longford. We've a few out now for the next couple of games with bookings. I think Jamie McNulty and Paddy Mealy both got booked, which puts them out in four bookings. Queeving Bonner obviously is out, so there'll be plenty of homework done in trying to put a team together, you know, come next weekend, or in particular against Waterford away, when a lot of more of them will be out suspended.
Yeah, and you've new faces in there again, Ollie. Brian McCrory making his first home appearance tonight. So some changes in personnel, players going and coming in.
Yeah, Brian has come in. Brian did well when he came on. Brian is a creative lad. He Do you know, he went and showed another side of his game. He made a crunching tackle there just under the dugout to show that he had the appetite and bite for it. Again, you know, he's a lad that has been out of the game, you know, for at this level for a while. There's no question about his ability. You know, as I said before, he does carry injuries, you know, and has a little bit of a history with it. But yeah, he, you know, he's a bright spark with the young lad there, Jordan Loftus, that has signed. He didn't get a run tonight, and you know, we'll get game time, you know, in the next number of weeks, please God.
And just finally, Ollie, I know, I mean, the season has still got a bit to go, but it's petering out a wee bit from a Hearts point of view. I mean, have you got one eye now on the cup match against Wexford in a couple of weeks' time?
Look, come here, had we won that game today, 2-1, or rather 3-2, we certainly wouldn't even be mentioning a cup game, you know. No, as I said before, it's not for the lack of effort if this, you know, season peters out. They've given every bit of energy, they've gone to the well so many times. Yeah, it's, you know, we can only say so many times, look, it's a must-win game. Obviously, in Longford next Saturday, you know, we have to take the league leaders that haven't been beaten down there this year. Yeah, we will be looking at the cup, but that's going to be hugely difficult. You saw how difficult Wexford are here at home in Ballybethea. Like, we probably the one point we got that we didn't deserve in the whole league was away in Wexford, where a little bit like tonight, they were 2-0 up and Coastin had a chance to go 3-0 up. And we got back into the game. A little bit of the reverse of what happened there tonight. So it'll be a hugely difficult task down there in the cup game. But we won't look at that till we get through Longford next Saturday.